The Phil Henry Show, brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Now, Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
And as we mentioned earlier, Brad Rifkin is with Rifkin Advertising. He joins us from New York. You're currently working, I know, Brad, with an advertising account that you have proposed an idea involving Terry Schiavo. It's an explosive topic, and I suppose in one way or another, we were to expect that advertising agencies were going to get a hold of this.
Well, Phil, I want you to know that our client, we wanted to do something.
Before you say anything, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have introduced you that way. I know you are trying to highlight the plight of the disabled with the campaign that you are involved in. And the client is who?
Phil, the client is Snow Peak Spring Water. It's a bottled water company. And we have a campaign that is aimed at a youth market trying to take advantage of the extra spending power that the under 35 consumer commands. But we felt that there was something more that we wanted to do, that we were called upon really to do, and that was more in the public interest. And
because if I could interrupt you again, Brad, there's a lot of exploitation of this.
Oh, there's no question there's a lot of exploitation of everything that's in the news. And being in the advertising business, we are more aware of this, perhaps, than the average person. I see it in my business, and I see it in the media in general. But what we wanted to do with Terry is to highlight her plight, to highlight the plight of the disabled, because right now that's what's on the minds of Americans, the plight of disabled people like Terry.
And what was the ad campaign in question? What is the company is Snow Peak Spring Water?
The campaign involves Snow Peak Spring Water, which is our client. It involves marketing a portable 8-pack of the Snow Peak Spring Water. The water is a very quality American product. It's bottled in Colorado. And it involves print and television ads. And we're very excited about the statement that we would be making. These ads.
So it's a positive statement about the disabled.
We think that it's a positive. We think that what it does more than anything else is it does point up what's going on with the disabled, and it's certainly with Terry's case. You might recall back when we were having gas shortages, oil shortages, and so on, many of the oil companies attempted to educate the public about the finite reserve of energy that we had, not only in this country but around the world. And I think that that is on our minds, too, with regard to the disabled. And we're excited because we'll be making these ads, placing them at the local station buy level as well as the network level. And we submitted our first print ad. And
all right, now this is a print ad that your office faxed this to me. And I'm going to tell my audience about it because I can see where there might be some misunderstanding here.
Well, there's bound to be misunderstanding. If you're using Terry Schiavo in an ad, the first thing people are going to say is you're out to make money.
But you are out to make money, aren't you?
We're out to promote a product, yes. We're out to promote a product, but why can't business and advertising work hand-in-hand with a public service sentiment? That's the most important thing here.
All right, your office faxed me this ad. It's a picture here of Terry Schiavo as she has appeared to most of us on television.
That picture, by the way, Phil, is not taken from any video. That is a that is a fairly clear digital image, I think, that was taken with a camera in the hospital itself.
All right, but it's a picture of her in her hospital bed. She's being cared for by, is that her mother?
It is a nurse, actually, that is lifting her head.
All right. Next to that is what looks like a mountain stream and a bottle of Snow Peak spring water.
That's right.
Now, the ad copy says, blink if you're thirsty.
All right, now, let me explain.
See, that's where I think people are going to blink if you're thirsty. Sound.
No, let me explain that, because that's where we got pushback from the client and from some of our buyers. We are highlighting the plight of the disabled, and no other advertiser in the history of American advertising and American advertising is as old as the country itself. No other advertiser has highlighted the plight of the disabled.
But the line, blink if you're thirsty, is being read as disrespectful.
No, it's being read as disrespectful by competing advertisers and competing water companies. That would like nothing better than to disrupt Snow Peak's market share. It's the fastest growing boutique water, premium water in American advertising right now among young consumers, and the other companies are feeling the sting of this.
But the line, you got a picture there of Terry Schiavo in the bottled water. It's making a humorous statement about a tragic situation, isn't it?
No, we don't think so. Our view is that it is showing the suffering of Terry and saying, look at this woman. If she could say something, she would probably say, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. But she can't. And so we are speaking for her.
Blink if you're thirsty.
Which is a humorous statement, yes. But it also points to what this poor young woman's going through.
All right, I got Brad Rifkin on the line with Rifkin Advertising out of New York. I know you've been getting some pushback from the client.
Well, you know, Phil, the client, there's other considerations involved there.
All right, now, our phone number here is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Rifkin's company, or at least the company that he represents, is a company called Snow Peak Spring Water. You are an advertising agent.
That is right.
And so you put together the ad copy, and the campaign that you've produced for Snow Peak involves a picture of Terry Schiavo. I'm coughing here in case people are wondering what the dead air is, but involves a picture of Terry Schiavo. The question I have, are you allowed to use these images?
That's public domain. It's a news image, and it is public domain. This is an image that has been reprinted and rebroadcast around the world. And so we are allowed to use it. And we do use it, we think, in a tasteful way. We show Terry. She's very much obviously in discomfort.
Well, this is a young girl who is obviously dying of, among other things, dehydration. Do you think that it is tasteful to have a bottle of spring water next to her picture? And
you say it's tasteful. I don't know what you mean by that. Everything we do is tasteful. We're saying, look at her. She's suffering. And one of the things that she is suffering from, as you pointed out, is dehydration. Our company, the client that I represent, Snow Peak Spring Water, bottles a premium water, a great product, that if we could, if we had it within our power, we would bring a bottle of that over to Terry for her to drink. But we can't. And she's not even able to speak for herself.
Do you admit that the line, blink if you're thirsty, you don't say it's tasteless, but you say it's humorous?
We think, yeah, there's a little bit of humor in it. But one of the ways to educate people to the plight of the disabled, see, most people don't know anything about disabled people. They see a guy in a wheelchair, they see a woman on a crutch, and they don't even think 2 seconds about it. They just think, well, look at that poor guy, I'm glad I'm not him. What we're doing, and no other advertiser's done this, is we are pointing up the plight of Terry Schiavo. In a lot of ways, I think, if this ad gets on the air, and if it gets broadcast, maybe there's a shot at saving Terry's life.
And why do you say that? I mean, you know how many people have been trying?
I know a lot of people have been trying, but if we make this into, if it crosses over into the mass media as a cultural icon in advertising, we may save her life. And I have said that to the people at Snow Peak, and I have said it to other advertisers. You know, one of the reasons why you people are giving us pushback is because you don't want to see us save her life.
And you can't be seriously thinking.
I don't know, Phil, but there's a possibility there.
All right. Brad Rifkin is with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The ad campaign for Snow Peak Spring Water, Blink If You're Thirsty, with a picture of Terry Schiavo. Every time there's a big news story, Mr. Rifkin, though, there's always some advertiser trying to make hay out of it. Remember the Alien Gonzalez thing?
I know that, but this is the first time, I think, where we have been trying to point up the plight of the disabled. We're not just, this isn't somebody selling a t-shirt and saying, on a street corner and saying something like, I survived the tsunami, buy my t-shirt. We're not doing that. If, you know, you see, you're misunderstanding. You think I'm trying to make money off of a woman suffering. The people that are making money off of her suffering are the people down there right now who are, you know, pretending like they're praying and everything.
Then how are they making money?
Well, they're getting their faces on TV. They're interviewed by all of the TV cameramen, and the TVs come down there and interview them. And there's all these television sets down there interviewing people. And you know, they get on television, and next thing you know, hey, look at me. I'm famous. And, I got a book. I'm going to sell a book or something. We're trying to show that Terry's suffering. And blink if you're thirsty. I think it's going to be a catchphrase. I really do.
1-800-449-8686. Peggy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
It's the sickest thing I've ever heard in my life, and I really hope that this is not some kind of a joke. Or maybe
I don't understand what is sick about trying to give a woman who is dying of dehydration a fighting chance at life.
What is
sick about that?
What about selling water is going to give this woman life?
We are pointing up the plight. No, we're pointing up the plight
of
Perry.
Well, it is not funny.
Well, I don't think it's funny either.
You say there's some humor in it.
I'm saying
Blake,
that we're...
if you're thirsty, that is sick.
I'm sorry?
You know something? Our culture is sad enough that we are murdering people, and then there's someone like you going to make a joke about it.
You know, ma'am, I'm doing something about it. What are you doing?
What I'm doing?
Yeah.
I was down in Tallahassee, excuse me, lobbying.
Well, you missed it. She's in Tampa, so it looks like you need a new map.
Well, I was in Tallahassee,
She was
capital.
Tallahassee's
in
the
case
capital.
You don't know anything, there's a capital
right.
in Florida where there are senators.
Terry's in Tampa, so you might want to go further south.
I know
no,
where
she's
she
in Tallahassee lobbying the governor.
Well, the point is...
But see, you wouldn't know anything about that because you're too busy drawing up ads to make money and make fun of a woman
who's putting her... I'm not making fun of her. No, I'm not. Who's getting her face out
there? Blink if you're thirsty, that is sick.
Blink if you're thirsty is a catchphrase that people will be reciting.
Sick. And I can tell you that I would never purchase Snow Peak spring water. Thank you.
Well, you know what?
Lady hung up. Now, that's the kind of reaction you're going to get.
That woman, Mr. Henry, is a self-appointed public spokesperson. She doesn't speak for anyone but herself, and she takes herself far too serious, and she thinks she's actually doing Terry some good.
And well, you think you're doing Terry more good with this ad?
Infinitely more good than some pruned-up suburban...
All right, well, let's watch how I refer to the callers, okay?
All right, so, some pruned-out...
Like I said, I don't want to start characterizing them.
Well, she's going out of Tallahassee, and she's standing on the courthouse steps, and the representatives are walking by her like she's a cigar store Indian. They don't even see her. Our ad gets people talking about what Terry's going through.
All right, Brad Rifkin with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Rifkin with Rifkin Advertising. They represent Snow Peak Spring Water, and Snow Peak Spring Water has an ad that they're proposing with the picture of Terry Schiavo and a bottle of the bottled water that they sell next to her with the ad line, Blink if you're thirsty. And he says it points up the plight of the disabled. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Brad Rifkin joins me from Rifkin Advertising in New York City. His company has created an ad campaign for a bottled water company. Snow Peak Spring Water, in which you have the picture of Terry Schiavo and a bottle of the water, and the ad line is Blink if you're thirsty. What has the company, how have they responded?
Well, let me tell you, this is the interesting story, Phil. The company... It does not like the campaign, and I'll tell you why before you begin to make assumptions. The reaction of the company to this ad, it's obvious that they are using what they say is the tasteless nature of the ad, which is they know it's not, to promote a less expensive campaign that's been submitted by an advertising agency headed up by a woman named Pamela Cornick. Now, have you heard about her?
No, but I mean, the point that I'm trying to make here...
This is important. Pamela Cornick runs an ad agency, and she's made a big noise in the press over the last 5 years that female ad execs and their concepts and their campaigns are getting passed over. And so the Snow Peak Bottled Water Company was lobbied by her, and she's competing with us. See, they want to have a female instead of what we do. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't want to get sued by the National Association, of Women. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Otherwise,
Well, how do you know that they're not telling you the truth when they say it's tasteless?
Because I know principals in the company, and I know principals in their advertising purchasing area who love it. And we tested, by the way, I want to say this to your listeners, we tested this ad among Americans, college campuses all across the country, came in the 85 to 90 percentile among our target demographic. They love the ad and they buy the water.
Well, you say college campuses.
The under 35 consumer is what I'm talking about. Under 35 consumer. Those are the people we want to target. They're the ones that understand we're trying to help, Terry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, thank you. I hope you can hear me. I'm on a cell phone.
Yes, sir.
After listening to this gentleman, he said he target college campuses.
Well, we're targeting the under 35 consumer.
Let me finish, please, because I'm on a cell phone. First of all, Yale
so
wants no part of it. Yale thinks it's a very disgusting thing that what they're doing to Terry Schiavo.
What do you mean, Yale?
And my own personal opinion.
What do you mean, Yale? Who are you? You the president of Yale?
No, but I know a lot of the students, and I'm not going to get into an argument.
Well, yeah, but so you don't want to get into, you don't want to justify what you're saying is what you're saying.
That's my own personal.
I can tell you that the president likes my ad campaign. How am I going to back that up? I could say, well, I don't want to get into an argument, you know.
Well, my aunt works for the, my aunt is the secretary for the dean of divinity school, and they think it sucks.
Well, what, can I, this is Phil Hendry, Bob.
I'm not going to get into
Bob,
a verbal argument.
Bob, it's Phil Hendry. Bob, this is Phil Hendry. I want to ask you, what do they think sucks? What's happening to Terry?
What is happening to Terry, and a couple of people brought up what this gentleman was saying today about the ad, and they think it really is very degrading of the handicap. You don't want to know what I want to say on the air. You'll beep me right out.
I was at Yale. They love my ad.
Well, you weren't at Yale within the past week because I live only three blocks away from
them. They love the ad, and they think it's wonderful, okay? And you're an idiot. What can I tell you? You're an idiot.
Okay.
Right.
But anyway, my own personal opinion, I think you and your company are very disrespectful.
Well, you know, we're doing something for Terry Schiavo.
You're making her look like a fool.
No, I'm not. What am I? How am I?
Well, when you haven't had
you're making the disabled people look like fools.
How am I making
them
look?
What are you doing for the disabled?
Do you know that woman's dying of dehydration? What she wouldn't give for a bottle of Snow Peak Mountain Water right now, right? Okay.
Why do you have to bring it up in a pitcher? Blink if you want a drink.
No, blink if you're thirsty.
Blink if you're thirsty. I think you're a sick puppy, and I want to know one thing. What brand of tobacco are you smoking?
That's very funny, sir. I don't smoke.
Well,
so I guess you gotta go.
Somebody must be doing some serious smoking because.
Well, what? You smell something? Maybe it's your own cigarette burning.
No, what I smell smells like manure, but I ain't gonna say what I smell.
That might be your upper lip.
All right.
It may be
all
your
right.
bottom lip. I'm not gonna get into a very good argument.
No, you don't want to get into an argument because you got no argument. I'm telling you, blink if you're thirsty. Terry Schiavo, if she could. Is she? I don't know. Can she blink, Mr. Henry?
What do you mean, can she blink?
Do you think she's alive, sir? Yeah,
partially, yes.
Yeah, okay, so why doesn't somebody ask her, do you want to live? Blink if you want to live.
She can't respond.
Wait a minute. I thought the guy just said that she said, I want to live. Didn't she say that? Yeah.
I think you better get some of your facts straight.
I got my facts straight.
Well, wait. You're referring to a journalist who was in there and said, Terry said, I want to live.
Right.
And what are you saying?
If she wanted to ask Terry if she wanted to live, why didn't she just say, hey, Terry, if you want to live, blink. See? There you go. I'm saying, hey, Terry, are you thirsty? Blink. If you're thirsty, and I've got a case of Snow Peak Mountain Water.
She can't drink it out of the bottle.
Well, but what I'm saying is I'm doing something for the poor girl, as opposed to boob here over there at Yale Yard. Smoking funny cigarettes.
You got to be smoking something funny.
Okay, boob.
Look at guys. You know, what I want to do here is keep this on the high road if I can. 1-800-449-8686. Justin, go ahead.
Yes, hi. Are you there?
You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to try and keep this on a tactful level. From your standpoint, okay, it is a catchy phrase.
Exactly.
I worked in advertising for 12 years. But in no way would, like I had spoken with him, would a focus group or anyone condone this type of, you've stepped kind of below the line.
Well, I don't know who you're referring to. I work with focus groups all the time, and we test all kinds of phrases. And I don't know what you're talking about.
Where did you get this group from? Do you have any basis for this?
This is an under 35 consumer group, largest spending right now.
Of course.
They have an enormous spending power, and we are targeting them because they are the fastest growing boutique water, premium water market in America, the under 35.
So you're talking about college campuses where you tested this?
Right. And we had the Terry Schiavo picture of her with the bottle and a mountain stream flowing behind her head, and she's being lifted up off the pillow, and it's Hey, Terry, blink if you're thirsty. Mountain water. Get some today.
I understand who you're targeting, okay? The group that you're targeting is a group that wouldn't even pay attention to this case. Most of the people who are paying attention to this case are even over 35.
Well, then I don't even want to. They're calling in, you know.
All right, Justin.
You're way off on that.
Thanks, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Back with Brad Rifkin in a moment of The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm back with Brad Rifkin of Rifkin Advertising. Their company came up with a campaign for a company called Snow Peak Spring Water, and it involves a picture of Terry Schiavo, the lady who is at present comatose, a woman who's literally on her last in her last days. And this has been all about a death with dignity, a right to die. And my question for you is, you've got this ad campaign coming out that has Terry's picture, and this has not been accepted by the company.
Well, I think that once we expose that the company is not taking our ad because they want to give business to a female.
You really think that that's part of it?
Oh, without question. And so we've got, I think you've got the produced public service tape that we did. I'm at the plant, which is in Bloomington, Indiana, and where the water's bottled in Colorado. And then the plant, the distribution is actually done from Bloomington. But first, I want to play this for you. And this is about our product, which is Mountain Snow Peak Mountain Water. Right now, when we're here in the plant, and at any given time, 1,000 bottles an hour of Snow Peak Mountain Spring Water can be produced. We ask people to remember Terry Schiavo in their prayers and remember the phrase that all of America is going to be saying. Hey, Terry, blink if you're thirsty. Snow Peak Mountain Water. God, could I use a drink?
All right, now you produced that for what?
That's going to go a public service radio stations across America, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Nina. Nina, go ahead.
I'm almost amused at the insanity here that...
well, we're trying to show...
...is being divulged. I don't understand how you think this could possibly help the business at all. I'm appalled and I'm disgusted that you think that people would want to drink your water. You're using someone else's tragedy.
So you want her to die? So you want her to die?
Absolutely not. I've been in Washington, D.C. for the past 2 days protesting Terry's death. I'm for her. I'm for her family.
Why are you up there?
She's
in. It's like I told the last lady, she's in Tampa. What are you doing in Washington?
Because there have been protests held in Washington.
Well, there's
personally,
nothing
that's none of your business why I've been in Washington, but
none of mine. You brought it up, so I'm asking you why you're there.
It is my business that you're trying to market a product with this marketing team.
Ma'am,
it's outrageous.
I'm doing something for Terry. You guys are standing around in Washington, D.C. smoking cigarettes,
getting coffee and donuts.
Waiting for a congressman to walk by.
You're not doing something for Terry. You're doing something for you. You're doing something for you and for your wallet.
We are donating.
You're trying to make money.
What are you donating?
We are donating bottled water to different old, where old people live.
Where old people live.
Oh, so in other words, you find. So there you go. I'm doing something and she's laughing at it. I don't get these people. I got
no,
a product.
I'm sickened. It's a sickened blaster that I have for you and for your idea.
All right.
It's
well,
appalling, and you should feel.
You remember this, ma'am? If she dies, she could have lived if somebody had a 6-pack of Snow Peak Mountain Water.
No, not necessarily.
So, in other words, if you were there and I had a 6-pack of Snow Peak Mountain Water, you'd say, "Don't drink that, Terry, because this guy's disgusting."
Actually, I wouldn't say that because she isn't coherent enough to know what I'm saying.
Well, then you're saying she's a vegetable.
I wouldn't encourage her to drink because she could probably choke.
Well, then you're saying she's a vegetable.
No, I'm not saying that she's a vegetable. I disagree with that comment entirely.
Well, then what is she?
However, I do understand that she's not capable. I work in a nursing facility myself. I understand that she's not capable of swallowing.
I'm hearing water running.
However, that doesn't mean that I believe you couldn't have her feeding to bring service.
Well, whatever. You know, you got a lot of theories. I'm doing something. That's the difference between you and me, ma'am.
Let me tell you, you're on your sixth box of donuts, and I am actually doing something. I'm within the age range that you are targeting.
Blink if you're thirsty, Terry.
I'm 20 years old.
Are you thirsty?
And it's not only will I not use the product, not only will I not purchase it, but I will encourage others very well not to purchase the product and other products that this advertising company may be advertising
for. You can't make that claim. What if your car breaks down in the desert? And you've only got enough money for Snow Peak bottled water.
What if?
You'd buy it.
With several what ifs, but...
Well, what if?
Doing...
What's wrong with that? You'd buy it.
I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, you would. If you were dying of thirst, yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't buy it.
What would you do? Would you drink urine? Would you?
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, how can she say that? She wouldn't buy it.
All right. Look, Nina, thank you very much. Do you understand that people are reacting to this? And why am I hearing water running?
No, what you're hearing back there is one of the subplants. And I'm standing right next to it. And this subplant is going to provide some 8,000 bottles of mountain water. And boy, I'll tell you something. If only Terry could blink.
She'd want a bottle.
I think so.
Let me go over here to Art. Art, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just want to tell you one thing. You know, what you're trying to do with that water, I've never drank it. If I broke down in the middle of the desert like that woman said before, I just heard it.
If you broke down in the middle of the desert and I walked up, and you were dying of thirst and I walked up to you with a bottle of Snow Peak mountain water or a cup of my urine, which would you drink?
You know something? That's about the sickest thing.
Well, these people are claiming they wouldn't drink it if they were dying of thirst. Of course they would. It's like them human shields that went to Iraq and said, I'm going to be here when the bombs fall.
I'd work in a car.
What would you drink? Drink out of the radiator? Suppose you're dying of thirst in the desert and you hear this. A fresh, clean mountain stream. What do you think, Art? I'd like to get over there to Tampa and play that. The guy turned his radio up. Boy, they make them dumber all the time, don't they?
Hey, Art. Art, you dumbass.
All right.
Hey, Terry, if you're listening.
I'm this guy's clam.
What's that?
I think you're a damn clam.
A clam? All right, look, dude. I think you got to go deliver those adult diapers or whatever it is you're doing. Thanks so much for your comments.
You might need him. You might have something in his throat. See you.
I didn't understand a word he said. He must be from New Jersey.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. You can see the reaction of people, right?
Understood, Phil, but most of your callers are old people.
But that lady was a young woman.
She's a young woman, but she's been hanging around a lot of old people. She sounded very soft-spoken, like maybe she changes bedpans or something.
Well, you don't know.
Well, a lot of young people are old before their time because their job involves walking the elderly to the supermarket for bananas.
All right.
And I'm just saying to you that our product, if we could just... God, you don't know how bad I want to be able to lift Terry's head up off the pillow and pour an ice-cold glass of Snow Peak spring water right down her throat. But can't do it. Why? I'll tell you why. Because ninnies like that will say, she'll choke.
Well, she will. The woman can't. The fact of the matter is, you've got a product that you say will not be advertised by the client because of the tastelessness of it. You think it has to do with sex or some sort of sex discrimination. Blink. I would advise you this one thing.
What?
I don't know about using the picture of Terry Schiavo with a bottle of Snow Peak mountain water, but blink if you're thirsty, man.
Well, we kicked around a lot of different ideas.
Like what?
Like, if she could, Terry would have a glass of you know, Terry would take a bottle of this. Something like that. But...
You settled on blink if you're thirsty.
Because we wanted to point up the humor.
Well, nobody thinks it's funny.
Well, that's a shame. That's a real shame.
Here's Keith. Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I've got a question. You're saying you're going to help the handicapped. How much money is the company donating from every bottle of water that they sell for this?
Everything, after our production costs.
What's everything? I mean,
every
bottle of water costs a buck.
Every nickel we make, we're giving to the crippled society, or whatever
crippled society.
Well, whatever it is,
Do you have a charity picked out, or is it just going to be
anybody? It's whatever society is for people that are like her.
Well, what is that? Have you, as the gentleman said, have you picked one out?
There's a lot of them.
People
that
like her. I mean,
well, that are vegetables. I don't know. How do you say it? You know, they're. I don't know if there's a vegetable commission or if there's.
What do you mean a vegetable commission? Is there? You mean a place for people who are, I don't know what you call it, but comatose.
All right.
Every dime.
Every dime after production costs. Yes, sir.
Now that's a guarantee. Every dime is going to go there.
Yes, sir. After our production costs. Yes.
I guess that's probably, is that going to be after what you're going to make out of it too? How much are you going to make out of this?
Well, we have to pay salaries, and we've got production costs. I've got men working on the line. You know, whatever, you want me to tell these guys to bottle up water, then get in their cars?
No, I'm talking about you.
What do you mean me?
What are you going to anything?
So the guys that drive the bottled water truck get to get paid, and I don't? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know.
I come up with an ad campaign that feeds his family. He gets paid and I don't. That's
all right, but the man is asking, how much are we talking about here?
I don't know, but I mean, I've got to get paid. Everybody gets paid. We got the production costs, salaries, overhead.
You know, I think you're on the right track here, but I think the statement you're saying, Link, if you're thirsty, I think that's very, very distasteful. I think if you're going to do something, you could come up something a little more tasteful than that. Because you've turned me off. I won't buy that water.
Why?
If I'm in the desert and you offer it, I'll probably drink it.
Well, there you go.
I probably won't pay it.
At least you're honest enough to say, well, you'd have to pay me. I'm not giving it away.
So the guy's dying of thirst.
I tell you what, I think you could make a lot more money for the handicap if you'd come up with something a little more tasteful than that. I think
that is my opinion, too, yeah.
But you don't mind us using
tasteful.
You don't mind us using Terry Schiavo's picture?
Well, I don't think so. No, if her family okays it to help the other
Well, they don't. They got nothing to say about it.
Well, I think they might.
No, they don't. I mean, it's public domain.
I think ethically, if they don't legally, they should ethically. And I think.
Yeah, you're going to use this girl's face to sell your water.
No, but it's public. She was on the news on account of she got, you know, brain dead. See? But how about this? Well, anything else sounds bad. If I say, like, grunt if you want to drink, that's not good?
What do you mean grunt if you want to drink?
Because they.
Why does she have to do anything?
All right, then this was the other idea I had. Terry Schiavo loves Snow Peak Mountain water, we think. Because, you know, I'm thinking she does because she's thirsty. But I can't come out and say she does. I got to get her to sign on that, and her signature ain't going to look too good.
Yeah, I just I think it's
how her hand don't work.
It's very, very distasteful.
Yeah.
Statement.
All right, I got a break. Keith, thank you very much.
Okay. You guys keep talking about distasteful. How's this for distasteful? Fresh, clean mountain water. Hey, Terry. How about a glass? What do you think of that? That's going to be on...
Get out of here with your freaking ad campaign. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again.
Very quickly, we've got to get to our flashback request. This is from Scott. It says, Dear Phil, on Inauguration Day, Herb Sewell claimed that as a friend and confidant of President Bush, he has insider information that shows Bush not being as prim and proper as his public image. He's publishing a book that's going to expose the same info. I would love to hear it again. Thanks, Scott. Here he is, Herb Sewell from Inauguration Day.
Yes, my question to you is, I want to know, do you know what religion is? Can you explain to me what religion is?
Let me ask you something, Lindsay. Do you pay your taxes to have a president walk into the war room with a fake arrow through his head?
Yes, and
Do you?
I think I do, and I do.
Oh, you do not. You would never elect a president if he said, and if elected, I'm going to throw fake dog poo onto the floor of the war room.
You know what? That doesn't matter to me, because I believe that religion, as you say, Christianity and religion, he doesn't like Christians. I believe that religion is a bunch of set of rules. And, you know, like these regulations that you have to do this and you have to do that. Well, I think
what do you do?
Bush, I think President Bush is so far from that, and I think that's an excellent thing. Just making
that's a great
a point.
That's a great
I
point.
I think it's excellent.
Lindsay's
know,
making a good point. The president's a man, and maybe that's the way all religious people should be.
Well, that's not what I. My understanding is this guy is a Bible thumper and a pro-lifer.
Well, that's what do you mean? Your understanding?
Well, that's who he hangs out with. Are you trying to tell me he's not? And now I've had one call, not one call, but two, this young lady, Lindsay, telling me that if he, the President of the United States, who we pay well over $200,000 a year to, and in God knows how much money that he will make after the fact, the tax dollars that goes into supporting this government, and he's walking into the war room, or he's walking into a meeting with the Nigerian president, tosses fake vomit onto the floor and makes a fake throw-up sound, and well, then says, excuse me, I've got to go to the infirmary.
My point is I think that's funny, and I don't care if my money goes in.
Well, but
you know,
so you don't mind paying taxes supporting a guy who flashes people?
Oh, don't tell me he flashes people.
Well, I'm just wondering where she.
I don't know, you know, if I really care if he flashes people is my point.
Well, I want to know where you draw the line.
Are you saying the president?
Your other point was about Methuselah, him being the. You know, he made this remark.
Billy Graham.
You know, Billy Graham is very old, and do you know who Methuselah is?
I don't know. It's a porn actress. Yeah. It's a porn star, isn't he?
So Methuselah is in the Bible, and Methuselah was the oldest man in the Bible. That was his comment, you know. I mean, I don't
wasn't
know.
Wasn't he the guy in the porn movies?
No, that was the
Well, you know what? I don't know if you're watching the porn movies, but I don't think President Bush is, honestly.
No. Do you think it's right for him to use Invisible Ink to sign United States documents?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Do you think it's right for him to use invisible ink to sign his name to treaties this country is committing to internationally?
You know, I whatever. He
well, that's
chooses,
bull crap.
You know? He was
well,
reelected.
I'm all right, let me. I just want to know where you draw the line. Do you think it's all right for the president to walk up to the Queen of England and pull her dress up over her head?
You know, I just think the.
All right, see, she doesn't. This woman doesn't. No moral line to draw it.
I got to take a break here. 1-800-449. She obviously knows that you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm telling you the truth. That
are you telling me the president walks into the war room with a fake arrow through his head?
I am saying I've seen him do similar things, yes.
You know, that lady, she's dumb. Anyway, that was our flashback. Now, I don't care if the president, you know, throws fake vomit on the floor and makes a throw-up sound. We'll be right back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, stick around. David G. Hall, what?
Bill, we've got a revolutionary piece of radio we're going to introduce people to in a few minutes. Never be heard before. What do you think of that, bud?
Hear me now, for I am come to ready his bed.
Holy jeez.
It's a commercial.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.